We have one hadith from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family. He says to his companions, you are my companions, but my brothers will come towards the end of the times. They shall believe in me without having seen me. It will be harder for them to hold on to their faith than to hold a burning piece of coal. Okay. I'm not reading them in Arabic in the interest of time, although they are very beautiful when read in Arabic. He says, there shall come a time on people after you, the Prophet says to his companions. He says, there will come a time on people after you. One man amongst them shall have greater reward than 50 of you. They said to him, Messenger of God, we were with you at the battle of Badr and Uhud and Hunayn, and the Quran was revealed amongst us. How could there be anyone greater than us? He said to them, if you had to bear what they shall bear, you would not have the patience that they shall have. And he explains this in another tradition. He says to his companions, there shall come a time when the heart of a believer will melt like salt melts in water, because he shall see sin and wrong being committed around him, all around him, but he will feel helpless, unable to do anything about it. And the believer shall walk amongst people in fear. If he speaks the truth, they will eat him up. In other words, they will just be all over him. And if he keeps quiet, then the anger and the anguish will consume him from within. And Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi says, he says, I swear by Allah, you will be sieved. Mankind has no option except that they will be tried, and they will be tested, and they will be sieved until many of you will fall out from the sieve, and there shall not remain of you except very few. And he says in another tradition, I swear by Allah, that for which you have stretched your necks, and that for which you are waiting eagerly will not come until many of you have lost hope in his return. And he says in another tradition, this is from his father Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam, he says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. If people knew what the Qa'im shall do when he returns, then most of them would wish they never saw him. And I will leave that to our imagination. But Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us, awaiting for the return of the Mahdi, intidhar al-faraj, should not be something that you lose hope in. Never lose hope in the return of your Imam, and never lose hope that Allah will look to you with mercy. For the best of all actions and the best of all a'mals is intidhar al-faraj, is waiting for this relief and for this Imam to return.